This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, church. God bless you this morning. My name is Father Monty Tiller. I am from Hospice of Palm Beach County. I am a chaplain at Hospice and an associate priest at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church, Delray Beach. And today, I am with you. And it's so good to be back with you. And I notice that there are several faces I don't know, which means that things are getting healthier and healthier here every minute. Father Marty called me a few days ago, actually a few weeks ago, and said that he was doing a thing called a 40 Days of Love, and asked if I would want to be part of that. And I said, 40 Days of Love, sign me up. 40 days? All right. And he said, I said, well, tell me a little bit about it. He said, don't worry about it. I'll send you what you need. I'll send it all to you through the mail. Don't worry about it. And what I'd like you to do is preach on Saturday night and the three services here on Sunday. And it'll be fun, and it's something we need to do here at St. Joseph. I said, great. So, but I started thinking about that. I said, holy cow, this is my chance for glory. The top banana will be gone. And what he didn't tell me, that the second banana was going to be here. But I thought he wasn't. He didn't tell me that. So I said, oh, now's my chance. No telling what I can do. I know what I'll do. I will begin to prepare my sermon now. And I'll work on it and I'll study it and I'll just put the greatest sermon that was ever preached at St. Joseph Episcopal Church. It'll be people will stand and applaud. I'll do an altar call. And everyone will rush to the altar. They will fall down and give their life to Jesus. And then they'll pick me up on their shoulders and drive me out, where my wife, God bless her, will be waiting with a huge barrel of Gatorade. And she'll dump it on my head. And then they will write to the bishop and say, send this boy a catalog with purple shirts in it. It'll be wonderful. I can't wait. I'm telling you. Well, Father Marty did send me some stuff. I was so glad he did. And when he did, there was only one problem with my vision for this moment. The sermon that I am to do today is on humility. Now, what kind of trick is that? He sent me a video, and this video was by a guy named Rick Warren. You ever heard of him? Big shot. Knows what he's doing. Saddleback Church, I won't give you his history if you don't already know it, but he seems to know a whole lot of stuff, doesn't he? And Father Marty sent me a calendar, and in the calendar, you know how detailed he is about everything. He circled the days that I was in charge of, those days, day 27 through 31. And the chapter's in your book. You all have a book? Everybody have a book? There you go. I'm used to an amen congregation. I'm from St. Matthew's. Come on. And so in that book, you have certain chapters, and he says you're in charge of preaching on these chapters, and it's all about selflessness, and it's about humility, and it's about servanthood, and it's about stuff that a humble guy like me has a hard time preaching on. So I turned to my wife. I said to her, Father Marty sent me this book. It's only 300 pages, but I'll get it done. And then the video and the assignment of the chapters. And I said, it's on humility. What am I going to do? I mean, honey. You see, my wife has taught me a lot about humility over time. And so I go to the expert immediately to see what to do. And she says, based on my experience with you, Monty, I wouldn't go more than about 3 minutes. So that which I'm going to give you this morning is about 3 minutes worth. But you're going to see a video later. The video that I watched here. And this guy, Rick Warren, is going to tell you a whole lot of stuff that is important. But in preparation for that, one of the things that he said in session two, which was a prelude to session five, that's what we're in now, session five, is that we should make little cards and stuff so that we would use them as reminders. Have you all started making cards yet? Have you started making cards yet? I guess not. But anyhow, I had all kinds of cards, and the theme, he uses Holy Scripture. He uses the Bible to talk about this stuff. And I'm glad he did, because that's our foundation, isn't it? That's our foundation. Is this on?
Yes.
Just kidding, I'm just kidding. Matthew 23:11 says, the greatest among you will be your servant, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Well, I said, what can I bring to that in a humble way as best I can? To this congregation, he said, some of the things that you are going to learn is about small groups. And I understand that you're forming groups or already formed groups. And in those groups, you're sharing these study lessons. And then with forethought to the future, the groups are going to have some assigned ministry within the group itself towards servanthood. Now, you're going to get that on the video today. You got some of it on session two for you to begin to look that way. So, we're headed towards servanthood. Now, we've known that before, Rick Warren. Come on. But this is just a reminder during Lent about servanthood. And I brought to you a couple of ideas that you might consider. The first of which is that, to start with, this humility thing, this whole idea of being carried out and being sprayed with Gatorade, it's not about me, is it? This whole thing is not about me. As a matter of fact, I want to tell you something sad. It's not about you either. No. We're, you know, it's about others, serving the needs of others. Wow, what a concept. And we need to be armed to do that. And so this little book, this little sessions that we have, our groups, our visions of the video, all of those things is not about you or about me. It's about others. So I said, okay, I've got I made 35 copies of this. And I'm not sure how many groups there are. So I figured one a group, 35 copies. Should you choose to use it or have it, if it's of help to you. It was for me helpful. I want to read the first one. It's about a decrepit native woman. Listen. It says, I heard today of a decrepit native woman who walked a mile after mile under the blistering sun to bring a small group gift of embroidery to a missionary priest she deeply loved. Hour after hour, she trudged over rough, rugged roads, clutching her small gift of embroidery. Her weary body sagged, her vision blurred, her bare feet bled from the jagged rocks. Gratefully, but overwhelmed, her missionary received the gift and wept. The trembling old woman spoke softly, "Please understand, the walk is part of the gift. My Lord, my commitment to you is for life. I give myself to you unreservedly to do with me as you please. But may I not forget that the tears, the fears, the strain, the pain, the sunless days, the starless nights are all part of the whole. In my total commitment, I give full consent. The walk is part of the gift." Friends, that which you're being asked to do is not about me. It's not about you. It's about others. And it's about the kingdom of God. Somewhere along the line, we see in Holy Scripture, John 3:16, we all know that one? You sure? Let's hear it. That he gave. Yes, he did. He gave. He gave his only begotten Son at a sacrificial level. And some of you may be able to do that at a sacrificial level. You may walk from here to there or do whatever is needed to be done in order to give to others. Now, I'm a hospice chaplain, and I can tell you very quickly, when I go into the nursing home, there are many in the nursing homes who are abandoned. Did you know that? When you get old and decrepit sometimes, family disappears, nobody comes around, your group could make a difference in a nursing home. No big deal, no big thing. One day a week, maybe more. The more sacrificial, the better. Your group is going to be thinking about these things. How can I serve? How can I give? Without expecting in return, you understand. Not expecting in return. The idea is to give freely. On the other side here is one about humility, which I don't think I'll read. I'll let you do it. But it's about a guy named Horville Sash, who wanted to be the greatest like me. And he went through some experiences to find out that the greatest, once he arrived, was servanthood. Servanthood. Now, those aren't any profound words. You've known this for a long time. I have a copy of this for every group here. If you represent one of the groups, please ask for it should you feel it's of value. In the Palm Beach Post on Friday of this last week, on the front page was a gigantic outreach. Did you see this? There is a young woman who had some of the most beautiful hair, and I can see some of her friends here right now, that shave their heads for the benefit of others. Now, can the others pay them back? Is that not a humbling experience that I'm trying to talk to you about this morning? To walk around as a woman, bald as a cue ball? I mean, that's tough. That cost. But this woman, along with several others, there were 9 or 10 high schools that did this, and they raised over $35,000 for the benefit of children. You see, it doesn't take much, does it? I almost brought a pair of shears, but I thought, well. And then I got to thinking today, as I was coming here, what could I do? What could I do to humbly give you something? What could I do? What? And you know what the good Lord did? Yesterday, I was with my son. You all know, many of you know. I have a soccer player son. Also, he plays bells with his mother here and lots of other things. And he keeps me humble. He beat me in chess yesterday. He's 10 years old. I worry about, playing him again because I hate being beat. But especially with a 10-year-old. We played soccer yesterday, and he did very, very well. And let me give you a tip. Let me give you a tip about humility. When you get my age, don't play soccer. I'm just telling you, it's nothing personal. So this morning, I came here at 7 o'clock in the morning in order to have your mass at 7:45, limping. Because he and I kicked lots of soccer, and I was a little sore in the hips, and I said, what can I give this congregation this morning? I want to give every day, don't you? Every day. Something that you really don't know and can't pay me back. I'm going to tell you what it is, though. So I get here, and I said, I know what I can give. It's not a big deal. It's not a big thing. But it's because I love you. This is all about 40 days of love, isn't it? It's because I love you. I came in the front gate like this, like everybody else. I said, I know what I can give you today, and it'll cost a little bit, but I'll give it because I love you. And I parked on the other side of the world. I parked as far away from this door as I could possibly park. Why? So you could park a little closer. Right or wrong? Does it take a lot to do something for someone else? Does it take much to serve? I don't think so. The 40 days of love is about loving your neighbor as yourself. It's about God who gave his only begotten son sacrificially for the benefit of others, for us. So today, be reminded, when you go into your small groups today and you watch this magnificent video by Rick Warren, take into consideration, it doesn't take much. All you have to walk, all you have to do is park on the other side of the world and limp in here. If you can. If you can. For the benefit of others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.